Practice test 20. Exercise 1, page 156. Вы услышите высказывания шести людей о различной еде. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-6 и утверждениями, данными в списке A-G. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное буквой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу B1.
Now we are ready to start.
In summer, when it's really hot, I love to drink those frozen coffee drinks. You know, the flavoured ones that have chocolate and cream and ice in them. They're so delicious. Of course, I realise they're really bad for you. They're full of sugar and fat. That's why I only drink them occasionally as a treat. Most days, when I have a coffee, it's just plain instant coffee without sugar or milk. If I had an iced coffee drink every day, it would be really unhealthy.
All my friends love chocolate, but I'm not really a fan of it. I like it, and if I'm offered a piece, I'll eat it. But I would never go out and buy a bar. In fact, it wouldn't bother me if someone told me I could never eat it again. It's just that there are other foods that I enjoy more. For example, if I go out for dinner and there's chocolate cake, fruit salad or ice cream on the menu, most of the people I'm with seem to go for the chocolate cake. But I'll choose the fruit salad or ice cream every time.
I remember the first time I tried an avocado. I was on holiday with my parents in the south of France and we were having lunch in a cute little restaurant. My dad had ordered an avocado for his starter, and I asked him if I could taste it because I liked the green colour of it. My dad was really surprised when I said I liked it. He didn't think a 10-year-old child would like the taste. Ever since that day, I've loved avocados. Partly, I think, because whenever I eat one, it reminds me of my summer holidays in France.
I love trying new foods and cuisines, which is part of the reason why I love to travel. I've just got back from Thailand where I tried a delicious fruit called a mangosteen for the very first time. This fruit is totally unlike anything that grows here in England and it tastes amazing. The next time I go to the supermarket, I'm going to see if they are sold here. I really hope that they are.
The first time I tried Indian food, I hated it. And the second, and the third. I thought it was far too spicy. But a couple of weeks ago, a friend who knows something about Indian food took me to an Indian restaurant. He ordered a range of dishes which he assured me I would like. And he was right. I discovered that there's a lot more to Indian food than just hot, spicy dishes. Some of it is sweet, mild and delicate. I've already eaten Indian food again twice since we went out.
I have a very stressful job, and my weekends are the only chance I get to take it easy. That's why I love making pancakes every weekend for breakfast. I enjoy the process of mixing all the ingredients together and pouring the batter in the pan, and I absolutely adore the smell of them cooking. Then, there's nothing better than making myself a cup of coffee and sitting down to eat my pancakes while reading the weekend newspapers.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the recording again.
In summer, when it's really hot, I love to drink those frozen coffee drinks, you know, the flavoured ones that have chocolate and cream and ice in them. They're so delicious. Of course, I realise they're really bad for you. They're full of sugar and fat. That's why I only drink them occasionally as a treat. Most days, when I have a coffee, it's just plain instant coffee without sugar or milk. If I had an iced coffee drink every day, it would be really unhealthy.
All my friends love chocolate, but I'm not really a fan of it. I like it, and if I'm offered a piece, I'll eat it. But I would never go out and buy a bar. In fact, it wouldn't bother me if someone told me I could never eat it again. It's just that there are other foods that I enjoy more. For example, if I go out for dinner and there's chocolate cake, fruit salad or ice cream on the menu, most of the people I'm with seem to go for the chocolate cake, but I'll choose the fruit salad or ice cream every time.
I remember the first time I tried an avocado. I was on holiday with my parents in the south of France, and we were having lunch in a cute little restaurant. My dad had ordered an avocado for his starter, and I asked him if I could taste it because I liked the green colour of it. My dad was really surprised when I said I liked it. He didn't think a 10-year-old child would like the taste. Ever since that day, I've loved avocados. Partly, I think, because whenever I eat one, it reminds me of my summer holidays in France.
I love trying new foods and cuisines, which is part of the reason why I love to travel. I've just got back from Thailand, where I tried a delicious fruit called a mangosteen for the very first time. This fruit is totally unlike anything that grows here in England, and it tastes amazing. The next time I go to the supermarket, I'm going to see if they are sold here. I really hope that they are.
The first time I tried Indian food, I hated it. And the second, and the third. I thought it was far too spicy. But a couple of weeks ago, a friend who knows something about Indian food took me to an Indian restaurant. He ordered a range of dishes which he assured me I would like. And he was right. I discovered that there's a lot more to Indian food than just hot, spicy dishes. Some of it is sweet, mild and delicate. I've already eaten Indian food again twice since we went out.
I have a very stressful job, and my weekends are the only chance I get to take it easy. That's why I love making pancakes every weekend for breakfast. I enjoy the process of mixing all the ingredients together and pouring the batter in the pan, and I absolutely adore the smell of them cooking. Then, there's nothing better than making myself a cup of coffee and sitting down to eat my pancakes while reading the weekend newspapers.
You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.